Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is November 6th, Uttani Kadasi. It's the time to wake up and get up. The demigods have been sleeping for 4 months of our time, which is 8 hours of their time. And of course, a lot of us sleep 8 hours also. So when you should get up, you should get up with sugarcane juice, ganaras. As all the deities in India, today, all the shalagrams and all the deities, they will wake up and have a beautiful, fresh glass of sugarcane juice, ganaras. You see everywhere they're selling, walking around with long bamboo sugarcane stalks. And they're very auspicious. And obviously, that's very refreshing. In other words, you need quite a jolt of sugar to get you up from 4 hours. If you've been sleeping for 4 months, it's going to take a lot to get you up. You know, solid sugar. Tasty way to wake up. So now, as today, and of course today is the day where Lord Krishna, he also got up. He got off his backside, which is a good thing to do for everybody. Get off our backsides and start walking. So Krishna is lying on his backside for a few weeks, from Janmasthami to Uttani Kadasi. Uttani Kadasi got over, and he started moving or whatever. So that getting over ceremony, rolling over ceremony, or standing up, or whatever they do it after a month or two, from August to November. He's born in August, September 1. Whatever kids do after 3 months, he did it. And it's a sanskara. I told this already in class. And to celebrate that, Mother Yashoda called everyone in the village of Gokul. Krishna's a baby, of course. And everyone gathered and had a huge celebration of singing, dancing, Vedic recitation, wonderful feasts, all kinds of gifts, exchanges, loving embraces, and songs to celebrate Krishna's festival and the presence of Krishna in general. So, of course, there were some quiet moments, or at least there were some moments where Krishna was put under a bullock cart, Bailgari, and on some saris, like a hammock. He's swinging there. And I told some demon entered that cart, tried to kill Krishna, and became very heavy. It's called Shakat Asur. Shakat means gadi, veil gadi, cart, Shakat Asur. He's a demon who went inside this cart, hidden in there, Anima City. Small, great yogi, very small power, very small size, like Atma size, but all the power of the yogi. But of course, it's impossible for anyone to crush God, because God cannot be crushed by the rocks, or withered by the wind, or moistened by the water, or burned by the fire, like us. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The Atma cannot be moistened by the water, withered by the wind, crushed by the rocks, burned by the fire. It's nitya, eternal. So that's what's happening in Krishna Leela somewhere. In this universe, some demons getting knocked off. Pots are flying, Krishna's laughing, just simply sucking on his toe afterwards. Kicks his leg up. So now the governor, here we are over in Orissa, on the border of Orissa in a neighboring state, controlled by a drunken Muslim governor. And there's been various negotiations between the secretaries of the governor, Muslim governor, and the secretary of the Hindu ruler, Utkal Kalinga province, which is called Orissa. And that's King Prataparudra. So there were some negotiations for peace trying to be arranged, and they were. And moreover, the king and his minister, his secretary, became converted by the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wholesale conversion. Not so much conversion, but elevation. He was elevated from his conception of Godhead, given to him in the Quran as a Muslim, to the higher conception of Godhead, Prem Dharma, Prem Tattva, Gauranga. Of course, that's the highest conception in Bhagavata. Because the Quran and their conception of God is mostly Mayavad, Brahman. And Gauranga's teaching, the Abheda-Veda-Tattva, Achintya-Veda-Veda-Tattva philosophy of Gauranga, is that God is one. Yes, he's Brahman, but he's also many. He's also different. He has his Paramatma feature, localized, and he has his unique individual feature that's the source of it all, Bhagavan. Bhagavan iti subject iti shavyate. So then somehow this Muslim, he became transformed and elevated to this higher idea. And he said, I want to meet him. I also want to meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So then this is where we left off. So it takes 179, chapter 16. Dora haite prabhu deki bhumite padiya dandavata kariyashu pulakitahana. When the Muslim governor saw Mahaprabhu from a distant place, he immediately fell to the ground and offered dandavats, like a shishya would do, or a bhakta would do. If a bhakta sees his Lord in procession, immediately the Lord might be on a rath or a palanquin going from point to point for some function, from one of his utsav stans to another utsav stan, from his temple to his lake. He has some lake like Jagannath. The utsav deities travel from Jagannath Mandir down the grand road, then over to Narendra Sarovara to celebrate Chandan Yatra in May for 2 weeks. Every night they go for a boat ride. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So then if you see them coming on their palanquin, and then you'll pay obeisance. You'll pay obeisance. So he's seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers dandavats. Dora, from Dora Prabhu Deki Bhumite Pariya Dandavatakari Ashupulakitahana. He offered obeisance. Tears came to his eyes. He was jubilant with ecstatic emotions. Pulakita. It means the hair standing on end, actually. Mahapatra Anila Tanre Kariya Samman Jodahate Prabhu Age Laya Krishna Nam. Arriving that way, the Muslim governor was respectfully brought before Mahaprabhu by the Mahapatra, who is the secretary of King Prataparudra. The governor then stood before Lord Chaitanya with folded hands, and the Muslim governor chanted the name of Krishna. Like if someone knows who we are or what we represent, they come to know, then at some later time they may meet us or greet us in a public place and say, Hare Krishna. Amit, Hare Krishna. Oh, Gita, Hare Krishna, like this. Oh, Rakesh, Hare Krishna. Maybe they don't know your diksha now, but you're their old friend, isn't it? So then they'll call you by that. So he's seeing Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, and who reminds him of Krishna, and who has inspired him to chant Krishna's name, and given him higher sentiments of the personality of Godhead, so much so that he's fallen in love with Krishna and is experiencing ecstatic symptoms within his body. Krishna! Adam Yavan Kule Kena Janma Haila Vidi More Hindu Kule Hena Na Janmaila. The Muslim governor then submissively asked, Mahaprabhu, why was I born in a Muslim family, Adam Yavanakule, in that low family of Muslims that eat the very mother of the Vedic culture, the very mother of the Vedic culture, the very foundation of the entire Hindu Dharma, the entire Hindu paradigm rests on the four legs of Gomata, and I'm eating her. If you take away Gomata, there is no Vedic paradigm, there is no Hindu culture, because there are no Brahmins. When there's no Brahmins, there's no head. When there's no head, then you're finished. Cut off your head, what can you do? So the Brahmins are the head, and the cows are the fuel of the Brahmins. Milk for their health, grains for their health, and ghee for their yajna. So he's surrendering himself and saying, I Nichi Jati, same as Sanatana Goswami, although he's Saraswat Brahmin by Janam. He's saying when he met Lord Chaitanya, he says, Nichi Jati, Nichi Karma. I have very low birth. Of course, he didn't say Adama Yavana because he's Hindu, fallen. But he said, I have very low birth. So this is a proper approach to God and Guru. What am I? I'm nothing. I'm very low. I'm very fallen. He's a Muslim government. He has millions of dollars. He's ruling over a vast territory. He has thousands and thousands of servants, 100 queens serving him day and night. And he says, I'm Adama Yavana. I'm very fallen. I have no good qualities. Why didn't Supreme Providence grant me birth in a Hindu family? Vidhi More. Vidhi means providence. Vidhi, the rule maker, the lawmaker, God, the laws of God. Vidhi More Hindu Kule Kena Najan Maila. Why I wasn't born as a Hindu? That I could revere the cow, worship the cow, go puja, go pastami. Hindu Haile Pri Pai Tama Tamara Charana Sannidhan Vyartamore Deha Jokaparan. If I had taken birth in a Hindu family, said the Muslim king, governor, it would have been easy for me to remain near your lotus feet. Tamara Charana Sannidhan. Proximity. However, now my body is useless. Yoka Pran. Let me die immediately. Etashuni Mahapatra Avishta Hanna Prabhuke Karena Stuti Charane Dharya. Upon hearing the governor's humble and submissive statement, the Mahapatra's secretary for King Prataprudra was Avishta, Hana. He was overwhelmed with joy. So everyone is at different points in this drama, Leela, drama, and different scenes and different acts of this Leela or drama, different characters, the Vibhava Lamban, Ashraya, are interacting with the Vibhava Alamban, Prem Vishaya. They're all interacting with Lord Gauranga, the Audarya Bhagavan. And they're having their intimate experiences and their realizations. And then they're showing the effect of his association, of serving him, of being with him. So the first, we find the effect of the Muslim's secretary. Then we find the effect of the Muslim governor. Then we find the effect of the people. Now we're finding the effect of Mahaprabhu's Sangha and Prabhav on the secretary of King Prataprudra, the Hindu secretary. So that's what he's saying here. When that Hindu secretary, the Mahapatra of King Prataprudra, that emissary, when he heard this Hindu governor's submissive statement, he was overwhelmed with joy. The secretary fell on the ground and held tightly onto the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And while holding onto the feet of Mahaprabhu, began to offer prayers. What prayers did that Mahapatra, that secretary, offer? Prayers of his realization of associating with Mahaprabhu. Prayers of his understanding of the identity of Mahaprabhu. Prayers of his appreciation of the power and mercy and effect of Mahaprabhu's preaching. All that came out of his heart while he's holding on. Mahaprabhu. And he said, Chandala Pavitra Jandra Shri Nam Shravane Hina Tumare Jiva Paila Darashane. Mahaprabhu, simply by hearing your name, your holy name, a chandal, the lowest of men can be purified. Now this hopelessly conditioned soul has gained your darshan, your personal interview. Inharat jaye gati te ki vismai tomara darshana prabhav e mata hai. It's no wonder, Mahaprabhu, that this Muslim governor has attained such results. All this is possible simply by your darshan, simply by seeing you. Darshan prabhav, tomara darshan prabhav. Prabhav means influence, effect, power, transformational quality. Darshan. That's why they say darshan. Hindus are so mad to get darshan of a saint, if they can find one. They go to 1,000 knuckly saints trying to find a real one, a genuine one, hoping that I'll find that real sadhu. That real sadhu will have darshan prabhav. And seeing that, having that darshan, I'll become pavitram. My life will become pavitram and mangalam, auspicious and pure. And having that darshan, if there's sanction behind that darshan, and if there's his will and his mercy, I may even get bhav. I may even awaken intense sentiments for Bhagavan, my ishta. My ishta is Ram or Vishnu or Krishna. But I have no bhav. Do we have bhav for Krishna? No. Do we have bhav for Radha? Regrettably and lamentably, no. But it is desirable. We want such sentiments. We want such pure feelings of submission and surrender and attachment. Or maybe someone has them. Oh, did you see this Siddha saint? No, I haven't seen. Oh, he's very advanced devotee. I'll take you there. Oh, yes, let's go. I'm very eager. I'm always eager to meet a saintly person. Where are they? Oh, get on my motorcycle. We'll go somewhere in Chandra Sarovar. So we go. And I go there and meet and I pray. So now everyone's getting amazed by Mahaprabhu because he's an amazing personality. Adbhuta Bhagavan. Adbhuta Bhagavan. And now the mercy has landed on the head of the secretary of the Hindu governor who's negotiating this whole passage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the safe territory of the Hindu ruling king Prataparuja into the unsafe and dangerous territory, the drunken Muslim governor next door. So he's saying, now this condition so is your darshan. Inhara ye gati itte ki vismai tamara darshan. It's no wonder, that's your prabhav. Then he cites a verse from Bhagavatam. He's quite a learned secretary. They weren't slow in those days. His boss is a devotee, pure devotee, Prataparuja, so he must have learned a few shlokas. Maybe he heard his boss reciting them. Yan name deya shavananu kirtanat yat pravanat yasmaranat avikochit shwaro pisadya swananaya kalpate kuta punaste bhagavan nudarshanat. Kuta. What to speak, kuta punas. What to speak, to say nothing of spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face. So in other words, if someone sees God, he'll make tremendous spiritual advancement. Even a person born in a family of dog eaters, shwado pisadya, becomes immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, or offers obeisances, or even remembers him. So he's saying, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Vishnu, Padasevanam. If one hears about Krishna, chants about Krishna, remembers Krishna, renders some service to Krishna or his devotees, then what will happen? He'll be totally purified of his janam dosh, his faults of birth, his amangalam, his contaminated condition of being born in a low-class family, yavana, and mlecha, yavana, chandala. Holy name is so powerful. Totally purified. And when one is purified, which usually comes by many births and many executions of Vedic sanskaras, Dasavita sanskara, Garbhadan sanskara, Namkarana sanskara, then Chudakarana, Vidyakarana, and Karna, this Karna sanskara, Vivaha sanskara. There's 10 sanskaras which purify this consciousness of the living entity. But only one that's in a higher caste can even undergo those sanskaras. Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Brahman. So there's no hope for an Antija. Antija means one who's born outside the Vedic culture. But the holy name is not a Vedic mantra, is not a Vedic sanskara. It is Sakshat Bhagavan. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamatas marane nakala itajushita vakriba bhagavan mamapi durdeva midrisham ihajani nanuraga. Any Dorjana, any bad man, anybody can take this holy name. Krishna will come and purify him. So he becomes eligible like a Vedic Brahmin. He becomes this pure Pavitram. Om Apavitra Pavitrava Savavastam Katobivak. Yak smarit pundarikaksham sabayab yantara suchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. He becomes Pavitram, like a Brahmin. He's qualified. He has the Adhikar. Adhikar means Pavitram. You have the Pavitram means purity of heart, purity of mind. Then you can do yajna. Then your upachars, your sodasha upachar, your 16 offerings to Vishnu, Yajna Vai Vishnu, they will be accepted because you have Pavitram Man, pure mind, Pavitram Riti, Kam Kro, what is it? Sama Brahman's qualities? Sama Dhammastapa Shocham Shanti Rajaram Avijam, Jnana Vijnanamastakam. This is Brahman. Brahma Karma Subhavajam. Brahma Karma Subhavajam. Brahma Karma. Brahma does his karma. It's his Subhav. Swabhava means his mentality, his adhikar, his mentality. Brahmakarma sabhavajam. His karma, his actions are filled with purity and sense control. So therefore, pavitram man, pavitram riti. He is purified, the Brahman. So when he gets purified to do yajna, Yajna Vai Vishnu accepts his ghee, accepts his grains. But if he's not a pavitram Brahman, it's all bekar and all buffalo ghee and all dravya dosh and false. Dravya dosh means the items are faulty. Cow's ghee, not dalda. Cow's ghee, not bison ghee. But pure, gopals, pure deshi ghee. White is the moon. White is the moon. Cow's milk, there's a very unique and subtle vein inside the udder of a cow called a swarna nadi. Swarna means gold. Swarna nadi. Nadi means river, current. There's a vein there. And that vein produces gold. This is an Ayurveda Shastra. And that gold is secreted into the milk that's produced in her stan, her udder, her breast, whatever you want to call it, stan. That gold goes into the brain when one drinks cow's milk. And that's what's called, you've heard this term, cow's milk is liquid religiosity. You must have heard, Prabhupada says that in First Kanda Bhagavatam. Because that gold is what nourishes the finer tissues of the brain. That internally ingested, digestible form of gold. You can take gold dust and so many Makara Dwaj and so many medicines with gold, but they don't create the same effect as cow's milk. So when one, from the age of birth until 9 years old, all the fine tissues of the brain are being developed, 9 to 10, that requires cow's milk. Then one can be a dharmic person, and many things. So that makes the ghee. Cow's milk makes cow ghee. And that's what Vishnu said. Yajna Vai Vishnu, Swaha, Swaha. Swaha is Agni's wife. So Swaha carries Agni. Agni carries the Vishnu. Vishnu honors, gives it to Agni. It's like Yajnafal. But Agni takes it. What's this? Buffalo ghee? Pah! She throws it like that. She throws it up in the air. You go like this. Swaha. You put it down like this, right? Why down? Because the Homakund is the mouth of Vishnu. I mean, there's different ones. There's mouth of Durga and Vishnu, this, that. Different shaped Homakund and depth and all these things. So that's the mouth. So open your mouth. In comes the food. Ha, ha. Swa, ha. You go ha, and I say swa. So you say swa, and I say ha, and I eat the ghee, and you get the benefit. Swa, ha. Swa, ha. Yes, no? No, yes. You've seen yajna sometime on TV? In TV you saw, no? Never in your house, never sat with one. Just say, hey, you want to get married? Okay, let's get married. Got married. Maybe you've even sat in one. Seen it and went like this, swaha. Oh. So, the pujari drops the ghee like this, or whatever, the knuckly stuff, and it goes down. Then, swaha devi, she catches it. She says, hey, that's nice. And she goes like this. You know, like you juggle like this. Tat, tat, tat. She goes like this. Whoop! She throws it up. When that ghee goes up, it hits the dancing flames of the fire and it burns. because it's bogus. So it's consumed above the mouth of Vishnu. It doesn't actually, it's not accepted by Agni and not accepted by Vishnu. You guys swaha, and you know the spoon, it goes like this, right? And ghee goes down. And then it's burning, the flame's coming up. Because the ghee is not going down to the Vishnu, because it's bogus. It's called dravya dosh. Mantra dosh, dravya dosh, dig dosh, wrong direction, kala dosh, wrong time, wrong direction, wrong day. Mantra dosh, wrong mantras. Basically, kaler dosha nathe rajan asti heka mahagunan kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangaparam rajat. You know this verse? What is this verse? What is it telling? What is it? Kaler doshe nide rajan. Nidhi means ocean, dosha means faults. So it's an ocean, this age is an ocean of faults. Yes, you make faults sometimes. But I have no fault insurance. Right? Kirti, you have no fault insurance in America, in your car. Anybody hits you, they pay you, you pay them. It's called no fault. You have, you don't even know. Because that's the only type of insurance they sell there. It's called no fault. You hit me. Ah, so what? I pay yours, you pay mine. Nobody argues. It's called no fault. So there's no court cases. And he's out of a job. Insurance follow. So this is the thing. So therefore, this is Bekal, this is Yagya Puja, no success. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. So the Muslim governor, he chanted the holy name Krishna. He saw the devotees, he got so purified that he can say Swaha. He has a pure mind, a pure heart. He can offer the ghee if he can find some. He can offer the ghee to the Yagya. But Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha, although the Vaishnav, although he's of lower birth, he won't offer Vedic sacrifices. Although he is purified, he is more than a Brahmin, more purified, more close to the personality of Godhead than a Brahmin, than many Brahmins. But he will not do Vedic yagyas to preserve the Varnashram Dharma system. That one is born in a Brahmin family, and he has and he's trained properly. It is his right, it is his varna karma to do yagya. So the Shudra, the Antijas, and all these Chandalas, they will not violate the Varnashram Dharma system. This is the proper thing. This is told in Bhakti Sandarbha by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. And today, to this day, it's basically the same. In the Gaudiya Math, and during Bhakti Siddhanta's time, he initiated so many Brahmins and Chandalas and every kind of person. But only the Brahmins were doing the puja in the temples. All the installation of all the deities practically everywhere, especially in the Sringadis, was done by Nityalila Parishta on Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, because he's a born Brahmin and raised his whole life as a Brahmin. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Kripa Drishti Kari Havash Ashwasya Kahe Tume Kaha Krishna Hari. Mahaprabhu then glanced with mercy at the Muslim governor, Kripa Drishti, as if he didn't have enough mercy already. Prabhav, he had the Prabhav, he's chanting the holy name. He's already exhibiting some symptoms of bhava. It can be reflected, of course. It's a vas, bhava vas, but some crying, trembling, just seeing the Lord and hearing about him, he already became transformed even before darshan. So now, all of those things that he experienced were without sanction, without backing of the heart of Mahaprabhu. You see a sadhu, that's darshan. You hear his mahima, that's shravanam. And things happen. You become purified and elevated in your consciousness. You increase your progress toward God. But that's all passive interaction. He has not accepted you. You've accepted his prabhav. You've accepted his shiksha, his holy name, whatever he's giving and broadcasting, you take. But when one intimately approaches the sadhu with a proper attitude and a proper behavioral expression, and somehow that combination of attitude and behavioral expression touches the heart of the sadhu, then he reciprocates heartily and gives kripa drishti. Kripa drishti means the mercy of his heart. the love of his heart, the blessings of his heart, heartfelt blessings. Your ever well-wisher, your heartly well-wisher. That's why this progressive distinction is being made by Krishna's Kaviraj. Hearing the Mahima of Gauranga, hearing the Shiksha of Gauranga, getting inspired, getting purified, starting to get converted, getting so elevated, coming for darshan. Darshan creates symptoms of bhav, at least reflected, and ecstatic emotions. And then so much humble realization that I am nothing. This is the basis of spiritual life, to realize I am nothing. I am nothing. Nirmama, what do I have? Who am I? Nietzsche Jati. Oh, I'm big this, big that. We are big zero. Zero, 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 zero. He's a governor. He has right to be proud. He's highly educated, knows so many languages. He has a high position, so he has good karma. Janmaishvarya Shuta Shibir. Very good birth. And his Mlecha line. Very high birth. He has name, fame, pratishtha, money. He's a king of huge province. But then he becomes humble before the sadhu, before God. That's real humility. It takes intelligence to be humble. A fool can't be humble. Impossible. And the more proud you are, that indicates the degree of your foolishness. Fool can never be humble. An intelligent person can be humble. Because an intelligent person knows what's what. Who is God? Who am I? Who are the sadhus? Who am I? He understands his relative position in comparison to the absolute standard. I'm one. Intelligent person understands I'm one speck of consciousness, one particle of life, a living particle. Anti-material particle, as Prabhupada said. Easy journey to other planets. One spark of consciousness. You see a bonfire, wood is burning, so many sparks are jumping. Does one spark have any significance? Do thousands and thousands of sparks have any significance? Nothing. It falls out of the fire, it loses association of all that big flame, and it goes poof, it's out. When it's with the big flame, it dances. So intelligence breeds humility. Intelligence connected to God. Intelligence connected to Maya makes big pride. Because your intelligence is connected to Maya, you do things with your intelligence. You create things, you make things, you build things. Basically, you build your ego. You create an empire and sit on it. It's mine. My business, my factory. Intelligence connected to God produces humility. Intelligence connected to Maya produces pride. Haribo. I did it. I'm a doctor. I have a degree. See my card? MD, DDS, da-da-da, London, France, Germany, Japan, and additional courses in New York City and USA. And not only that, I'm the director of this institute and the president of this foundation and the secretary of this. And not only that, wow, there's not enough room on your card to put all your good things. Aham karta. I am the doer. Radhe, Radhe. Kripa drishti kari. Mahaprabhu kripa drishti. Ashvasya kari tumi kaha Krishna hari. Mahaprabhu then, after all this prabhav and all these back and forth exchanges, the Muslim secretary and the Hindu secretary and the report and the reaction and response and the effect and then coming and dandavats and crying. After all this, now Gauranga's sanction descends. Yes. I am ready to accept you. Now you have adhikar, qualification for drishti, my glance of mercy, which is all it takes to get prema bhakti. Aloka dhan. Aloka dhan. The contribution, a donation of a glance. Drishti means a glance. What kind of glance? A kripa glance. Gauranga's kripa is full of love. Gauranga's love is full of kripa. Prema is full of kripa. Kripa is full of love. So You can say Kripa Drishti, you can say Bhav Drishti, you can say Prema Drishti. They're synonymous. That was his initiation. So initiation doesn't necessarily mean beads, yajna, whispering in the ear, pancha sanskaras. Initiation is an acceptance by guru of conditioned soul and a transfer from guru to conditioned soul of kripa, bhav. In this story, Mahaprabhu is guru. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hane tare desh guru. So he's telling everyone, realize Krishna, kiva vipra kiva nasi sudra kainana ye Krishna tattva veda se guru hai. Kiva vipra kiva nasi sudra kainana Krishna tattva veda se guru hai. There's Shudra Janam, but you have Krishna Tattva. You know the truth in Siddhanta, God, Bhagavat Tattva, Kala Tattva, Ishvara Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Prakriti Tattva. What to speak of Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva. Shudra Janam, Guru Prabhav. Mahaprabhu Kripa Ki Jai, Kripa Dristikari. Submission. Surrender, acceptance, transfer of mercy, sanction, transfer of mercy. Then, once initiation is given, Guru Pada Shraya, then Diksha Shiksha Adinam. Guru Pada Shraya, the first limb of bhakti. Guru Pada Shraya, take shelter of Guru, submit, surrender, dedicate, commit. Then Guru says yes. Now Diksha. Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Diksha first. Acceptance. Diksha. Diksha. Then Shiksha. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Number 1, 2, and 3 of 64 limbs of devotional service. Interesting. 64 limbs of devotional service. How many qualities of Krishna? 64 qualities of Krishna. Interesting. So he has accepted him and given his mercy. That is his diksha. What is diksha? Iksha means glance. D means divyagyan. In divyagyan, divyagyan brings kripa. And bhakti divyagyan brings prema. D, divya. D, divya. Ksha. Sha. D, iksha. Iksha, glance. Chakshu, iksha means glance. And sha, K-S-H-A, sha means kama sha, to remove the mal and dirt from the heart. So that's all happening in his diksha. So his kripa drishti is his diksha. No beads, no yajna, no buffalo ghee, swaha. Mahaprabhu Kripa Drishti Kari Diksha. So Diksha has been completed. He's initiated the Muslim governor. Now comes what? After Diksha? Shiksha. So what will his Shiksha be? Tumi Kaha Krishna Hari. Accepting him. Ashvasya. Ashvasya. That means assurance, acceptance. I accept you. I give you diksha. 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 Now, you're initiated. I've accepted you. Now, shiksha. What shiksha? Chant the holy names of Krishna, Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada's purport. It is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that Mahaprabhu advises everyone, even Chandalas, Mleches, and Yavanas, to chant the holy name of the Lord. In other words, one who has taken to chanting the holy names Krishna Hari
has already received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mahaprabhu's mercy is that he advises everyone to take the names Krishna Hari. So, I chant Krishna Hari. I chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. So what does that mean? That means that I have already received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. That's all you need. Kripa Drishti. If you're chanting the holy name of Krishna, Maha Mantra, that means you've attained the Kripa Drishti Kari of Mahaprabhu. This is the verse, Kripa Drishti Kari. This is Prabhupada's purport. What does Kripa Drishti Kari mean? It means the Muslim government received a glance of mercy. So we're not the Muslim governor? Yes, we are. Are we fallen and low and despicable? Certainly we're wretched. We're qualified. We have the Adhikar. And is Mahaprabhu looking at us? No, I didn't live 500 years ago, and gee whiz, and I'm born, you know, I'm a Punjabi and there's no hope for me. And I'm a Sindhi and there's really no hope for me. If there's no hope for Punjabis, then Sindhis don't even think about it. And then Americans, Australians, forget it. We're not even considering your case. It's not even been accepted by the court. However, if we are chanting Hare Krishna, then we have received Mahaprabhu Kripa Drishti. That's Prabhupada seeing the verse, and this is what he's writing. It's called Tika. Commentary on the shloka, word for word. He's seen it. Prabhupada has seen practically. People see Chaitanya Festival. We used to have a Chaitanya Festival like a Rath Yatra every year in Berkeley and San Francisco. We had this huge murti of Gauranga painted gold. And then we have big kirtan parties through the streets and go to a park and have a big pandal and kirtan for hours and hours and big feasts. There's a Chaitanya Festival, 5-10 dramas about Chaitanya Leela. I saw these things in 75, 76. Beautiful. Down the streets, Main Street in Berkeley. Maybe Telegraph Avenue or something like that. From the university and thousands, thousands of students going down to the local park. Nearby there's a park on whatever the street is over there. And then big pandal and so much colorful. And then Lord Gauranga was 18 feet tall. 18 feet tall. It's like, you know, Macy's Day Parade, you know, there's some big parade. They have all these blimps and all these things. 18 or 20 feet. The deity himself. And then it was mounted on some, cart, you know, so we could pull wheels and ball bearings and everything. But because Americans are a little clever type, there's something called at the dinner table, there's something called Lazy Susan. I don't know if you have it here. There's legs and there's a little round table. And you put salt, pepper, this, that, and you spin it and it goes around like this. And so you're on that side of the table and you say, give me the salt. You go like that and take salt. Give me the pepper. Give me the... You have? You don't have. At any rate, it spins around like that. So that they made that base of Gauranga like that. And there was a hook on it so it wouldn't spin when you didn't want it to. Underneath was a bunch of round ball bearings and steel plates, all steel and quite stout. And there was a big pole like this going like that, and they would mount the deity on top, you know, hollow legs, fiberglass. You know, it's like Utsav Murti. So he's standing there like this, but there's these pipes going up connected. You know, engineering. So then when the kirtan got ecstatic, and it was all greased wheels. It wasn't Indian system type, you know. Greased and everything. So then they pull out that pin that controlled it turning. You know, there was a pin. Pull it out. Then they just push the plate like this. And Lord Gauranga go like this. Like that guy or some guy in Delhi puts deities on his head. You know, Gorni Tai, and goes like round and round like that, like an airplane or like a helicopter. So when I saw that, my mind just flew back to those festivals, went to the park, and Vishnu John was there with the Radha Damodar deities. And he's leading a kirtan, and we're serving out lemonade and papadums and khichdi and peanut butter burfi, because we got all this stuff free from the government because we're poor. And thousand hippies, and they're all dancing around Lord Chaitanya. They have hair like this, and Lord Chaitanya, this wig was about 20 feet long, really long, because he was tall. His hair went like that and went way down like that. And it was, wow, the ultimate hippie. This is the hippie incarnation. I read about that, the hippie avatar. The hippie avatar has descended to Berkeley, California, which was fondly known by all the hippies as Berserkly, because everybody was berserk. Big university there. So that was a huge hit. It was exactly the right murti, the right festival. Perfect. Lord Chaitanya was perfect for the hippie culture. Everyone's dancing around. Who is that? Skoranga, Goranga, Goranga, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Like, wow. And they said, and the girlfriends were saying, look at his hair, so long. Why don't you grow your hair longer? Yeah, I'm going to make grow my hair longer. He looks so beautiful. He's so golden. Get a suntan. Okay. Because they're all white over there, and they put all this crap on their face. You know, they go, and they get all tanned up. And they say, how do I look? Oh, this is so fantastic festival. It's called the Chaitanya. We look at Chaitanya. There's the Chaitanya Festival, then Rath Yatra Festival. The Chaitanya Festival, these were big festivals in Berkeley. Everyone came from everywhere. Those were like really ecstatic days, unbelievable days. Happy days, as Prabhupada said. Are we ever going to get done with this Muslim governor or what? I mean, day after day we're hearing about these guys. Let's like wrap it up because this is the last. This is Prakat Pravachan will become Aprakat. Hopefully not the speaker. So Mahaprabhu's request, as he requested 500 years ago that Muslim governor to chant Krishna Hari. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's request to chant the holy name of Krishna is now extended to everyone in the world. How? Through this Krishna consciousness movement. So Prabhupada created a movement to move the holy name of Krishna all over the world, to move the holy name of Gauranga all over the world, to move the teachings of Gauranga all over the world. That's what he's moving. And that's what he keeps moving. And he keeps moving and moving into hearts everywhere. Now he makes a conclusion. Whoever, whenever, wherever someone follows Mahaprabhu's instructions, he will certainly be purified. Amen. Sekai Morajari Kaila Angikar Hekagya Deha Seva Karije Tomar. Now, that's Mahaprabhu's statement. His diksha and shiksha. Now, how does the shishya reply to having received all that dispensation of divine mercy? Angikar. Oh, my Lord, Mahaprabhu, since you have so kindly accepted me, please give me some order so that I can render some service. Then, what is the fourth limb of bhakti? First limb of devotion is Gurupad Ashraya. Take shelter of Guru. Second limb is Diksha. Third limb is Shiksha. Fourth limb is what? Seva. Please give me an order, Agya, Seva. Gurupadashraya Diksha Shiksha Adinam Vishrambena Guror Seva. So this is the progression. Is Guru and Shishya. Guru Mahaprabhu, Shishya the governor, Muslim governor. As then, as now. As now, as the future. Everywhere same progression. You see? This is Leela, Gaur Leela. And in the Leela, we're learning Tattva, Siddhanta, yes? Sadachar. We're learning Vaishnav Tattva, Guru Tattva. We're learning the behavior and actions of a Shishya, a prospective Vaishnava, how he approaches Guru and what he does, what he asks, what is his attitude. And we're learning Guru Tattva. How does a Guru accept? What does he look for? When does he accept? Why does he accept? How does he accept? All is here in 10 verses. These books are, as Prabhupada said, everything is in my books. So the governor said, listen, You've accepted me, Angikar. I'm your disciple. You've initiated me. You told me to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, Daso Smeek. I am Ami Kinkar. If I am your Kinkar and you're my Prabhu or Master, then what do you give me? You give me Agya. Guru Agya. The order of Guru. The divine command of Guru. Guru Agya. So what does he say? Eka Agya Deya Seva Kari Tomara. He says, please give me Eka Agya Deha. Please give me one order. So we're seeing in this exchange between the Muslim governor and Mahaprabhu these four principles of tattva. Guru Parashraya, then Diksha Shikshadinam, then Vishram Bena Gurur Seva. After receiving Kripa Drishti Kaila, receiving the merciful glance of Mahaprabhu, he was accepted by Mahaprabhu. And once he was accepted, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Hari, chant the name of Hari and Krishna. And then the Muslim governor replied, all right, More Jari Kaila Angikar, you've accepted me. You gave me your Kripa Drishti. Kripa Drishti means Diksha. Deed, if you got Iksha, glance. Ksha, remove. I'm initiated. You accepted me. You gave mercy. You gave Naam. Now, I'm your Sevite. I'm your Shishya. So he says, Eka Agya Deha. Seva Kariye tomorrow. Please, give me one order. We say Guru Agya, yes? Guru Agya means Guru Seva. Do this. So he's asking, please give me some seva. Please give me some order so I can render some service. This is what it means, Diksha. You beg for service. I am your servant. Das, das, and a das. It's not that, well, I'm initiated. I hope my guru doesn't ask me to do something. All right, look, I gave you pranami. I gave you like a big pranami. Now, leave it at that. You're my guru, I'm your disciple. Bye. He's begging. He's opening himself up. He's a governor. He's wealthy. He's influential. Tomara Agya, what is your order? Prabhupada comments. If one is purified by following Mahaprabhu's orders, like the governor, how did he become purified? By chanting the holy name of Krishna. Then, when one is purified by receiving mercy of Vaishnav and Guru, then certainly, Prabhupada says, he should be eager, utsaha nishchayat dharyat. He should be eager to render service to the Lord. That's the proof that there's diksha. You get initiation, okay, here's pranami, bye, chalega. Back to Delhi. Where is the eagerness for service? What has happened? The guru may be right and you're wrong. Or you may be right, the guru wrong. Or both are right. If both are right, then you'll be eager. Both are fertile, then the child comes. So now, Mahaprabhu, we don't hear. He already gave him that order. That was his order. You chant Hari and Krishna. So he asks, okay, that I'll do. I accept that as my diksha. You told me to chant these holy names. That's my Pancharachika diksha. Of course, he doesn't know all these terms. He's a Muslim governor and a Muslim tradition, a faith tradition. But, okay, I'll do that. I'll embrace that, your holy name. Krishna's holy name is everything. And I understand that you're Ishvara. But I want more. I want seva. That is my bhajan. My development, my purification, but I want personal seva to please you directly, intimately. Lord Chaitanya doesn't say anything. Then Krishna's coverage says, Go Brahmana Vaishnave, Himsa Karijache Apar, Se Papa Haite Mor, Hauka Nistahar. What happened after that? Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. He begged for service. Please, all I want is service. Mahaprabhu doesn't reply. Your service is Naam. Nirantara Naam Lao. Nirantara Naam Lao. You take the holy name without cessation. Kirtaniya Sadhari. Basically. He's not giving any reply. Yes, take the service. So then he prays. Nistar. If you're not going to keep me here and engage me in your seva, then liberate me. Better I'm liberated. If you find no use for me to engage me in your service, Mahaprabhu, then liberate me. Why? I'll tell you why. A Muslim governor prayed for liberation. Why? Because he wanted to be liberated from all the sinful reactions he had previously incurred by being envious of the Brahmins and the cows, killing cows. Go Brahmana Vaishnava Hinsa. Hinsa, not Ahimsa. Vaishnava Hinsa. Brahman Hinsa. Go Hinsa. He was an offender. Terrible, vicious and vile offender to the cows, the Brahmins. You can't, if you're with one, you're with the other. If you offend the Vaishnavas, you offend the cows. If you offend the cows, you offend the Vaishnavas. They're inseparable. He did all three, big time. Prabhupada's commentary. By chanting the holy names of Krishna and Hari, one is certainly liberated from the reactions to such sinful activities as killing cows or insulting Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. So Hinsa means to insult. We have Jiva Hinsa, Vaishnav Hinsa, to offend a Vaishnava. Oh, it's aparad, it's offense. It's also Hinsa. It's very sinful, Prabhupada explains. See how he listed, very interesting listing. He's listing three things here. He says they're all sinful activities. And generally, we don't think like that. Oh, it's like a mortal sin, or it's a white sin, or whatever, white lie, black lie. They have some term like that in Christianity. Prabhupada's explained three things are sinful activities, because he translates hinsa as sin. Certainly gohatya, killing cows, is obviously a most grave pap or sin. Hinsa, sin, gohatya. But Prabhupada said these three things are sinful activities. What are those three things? Killing a cow, gohatya, and insulting a Vaishnava. That means Vaishnava aparad. And there are six forms of Vaishnava aparad. And insulting Brahmanas. Be very careful. Radhakund is full. There's only two castes in Radhakund. Bhangi and Brahman. Basically. Mostly Bhangis and Brahmins. And of course there's Vaniyas. And there's also two Kshatriya families in the entire village of 15,000 people. Lots of Brahmins. It's sinful. It's a sinful activity to offend a Vaishnava. Oh, I offended Vaishnava, so what? Hari Bol Nitaigur. It's a sin. It is most sinful. Prabhupada said, it is most sinful to kill cows and insult Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Prabhupada puts them on the same sentence. Same grammar, same structure. This and it's a series. This and this and this. It's the same. This is equal to that. That is equal to that. Oh, how is Gohati equal to offending Vaishnavas? Because Vaishnavas are the heart of Krishna. Cow is the heart of Krishna. Brahmins are the heart of Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Taya, Jagaditaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo. It's a very serious thing. The karma incurred by such activity is very great. However, it can be immediately nullified. One can nullify all this karma by surrendering to Krishna and chanting his holy name. After being released from one's sinful reactions, one becomes eager to serve the Lord. Prabhupada is just simply following the thread of the discussion. He became eager to serve. So when one is free from this pop, which creates the opposite mood of not serving, enjoying, so one is purified, that he becomes eager to serve God. And the best way to become purified and the fastest way to become eager to serve God is to chant his holy names. That's what's happening all around the world. People do so much puja and yajna and swadhyaya and studying shastras and many, many things. And they progress on the path of sukriti, punya. But they don't awaken seva vasana, a desire to serve God. They're accumulating punya, sukriti, doing good deeds, following the Vedic Dharma, progressing gradually. But serving Vaishnavas, hardly, if anything, anything. But when one accepts the shelter of a Vaishnava, Shiksha Diksha Guru Vaishnava, and he chants the holy name of that Vaishnava's Ishta, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna, especially Hare Krishna mantra in this age, so powerful. 1,000 Vishnus, 3 Rams, this verse is there. Krishna's name is so powerful. Then what happens is that the purifying effect of that mantra, and only this mantra, the Bhagavan Nam, is that one becomes purified of his sins to such an extent that rising in his heart is Sevavasana. He wants to serve. Oh, I just want to do it. I want to serve the Vaishnavas. He is not taking diksha, but the desire to serve awakens. Because he contacted the Vaishnava Kripa and the Mahamantra. And Prabhupada is telling that. He's a mediator. Prabhupada said, this is the test. When one... we see people, for example, coming to spiritual institutions. They come for years, 1,000 years. They go to 1,000 Sunday feasts and hear 1,000 lectures. And they never rendered one service. You can say, okay, taking prasad is prasad seva, hearing a kirtana shravana, of course it's service, but actually not service, it's sukriti. Bhakti omukhi sukriti. When surrender is there, and connection is there, and sanction is there, then begins the bhakti mark. Gurupad ashraya. Sarvartana vartanam. I've personally seen in LA temple, other temples, I said, has this person ever rendered any service? No, he eats a lot. He comes every Sunday, eats a lot. Did he come to the kirtan? Yeah, maybe, but he's definitely there at the feast. So he's making progress. But he's never... I remember one person, very, very wealthy, coming to the temple in Potomac, Washington, whatever it is. It's actually Maryland. They call it Potomac, Washington or something. And the temple there. And extremely wealthy. I mean, like Kaurapat, a young person. And coming. Never gave a penny. Never gave one penny to Krishna. And that's what he can do. He can give... pennies, lots of them, money. And grihastha person, so charity is his dharma. And I inquired, I didn't know this person, I was new in that temple. Then he came, Mercedes, this, that, and they said he's this, that. I was quiet, and then they opened some preaching center downtown, which was near some of his investments. He had many apartment houses there in Washington, D.C., central place. And then he came there to a feast at that preaching center. And by chance, I was giving lecture. And somehow, he came up to me after lecture. And this and that, and this and that. And he made friendship with me. And then the next thing I know it, he was going to Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard is on the East Coast off of Massachusetts. And it's where a lot of rich people live, like Kennedys and Jacqueline Onassis and all these kind of people. And he said, I'm going there for the summer with some of my friends. I want you to come there for a week. I said, that's really not good association. I'm not too keen to go off by myself into the mouth of a bunch of tigers and alligators. So he went there and preached to him and cooked prasadam and this and that to all his friends. And like Rothschild type people, big people. And then I left that temple when traveling. And then later someone came later and said, do you know so-and-so? Later, after you went to that place, and he came to the temple, he donated for the Janmashtami outfit. He gave $25,000 for this outfit. And all of a sudden, he started opening up. So then his seva was beginning. Because he was hearing for so many years, didn't even become a life member, eating prasad. So by the blessings of Prabhupada and Paramatma and Vaishnavas, he finally... So it's like that. That's the beginning. So this is the test. One becomes eager to serve when he gets purified somehow by the association, blessings, and Mahamantra. Since the Muslim governor was immediately purified in the presence of Mahaprabhu, he could utter the names of Krishna and Hari. As a result of that, he became very eager to render some service. And the Lord, eager to fulfill his desires, Now here's the answer, because we don't hear immediately at the flow of the story that he engaged him. He asked for engagement. We didn't hear a reply. Then he said, well, give me liberation then. But he already made, Prabhupada saying. Immediately when he asked for service, Mahaprabhu informed his devotee, Mukunda Datta. He said, tell the governor that there was some service to render. Tavi Mukunda Datta kahe shuna mahashai, Ganga tire jhaite Mahaprabhur man hai. Mukunda Datta told the Muslim governor, dear sir, Mahaprabhu wishes to travel in your territory crossing the bank of the Ganga. Tahan jaite kare tumi sahai prakar e bhara agya e bhara upakar. Mukunda continued speaking directly to the Muslim governor. Please, you're controlling this territory. Please give Mahaprabhu all assistance so he can go there peacefully. This is your first seva. If you can comply and fulfill this order, that will be a great service. Bhara, bhara upakar. Very upakar, great favor. Bhara agya, eh bhara agya, bhara upakar. Very beneficial, very helpful, and welcome service. You can do this one thing. Tabe se Mahaprabhur charana vandiya, sabhara charana vandi chale rishtahana. After this, the Muslim governor offered vandanam, charana vandanam, prayers at the lotus feet of Gauranga, as well as to the feet of all the devotees. So he was not a Kanishta. Oh, Mahaprabhu is God alone, and I offer prayers there. No, God is there, and He is expanded in the hearts of all His associates, His Sangha, Mahaprabhu's Sangha. This is Madhyam. Madhyamadikari sees God in the temple and God in the hearts of the devotees. You see, so he's responding that way. So now, after that, he departed. Indeed, he was very pleased. Rishta. So now the governor has finally become pleased. Mahapatra tanra sane kaila kolakuli aneka samagri dia karila mitali. After the governor left, the Mahapatra, the secretary of King Prataprudra, embraced the governor and offered him many gifts. Thus he established a friendship between the neighboring kingdom of the Muslim, drunken Muslim governor and the pious religious devotee king Prataprudra. They made a peace treaty, right? Pakistan, India. India, Utkal Kalinga. Pakistan, the Muslim governor. As before, as now. Friendship, gifts. Pratakale se bahu noka sajana prabhuke anite dila vishwasa patana. Next morning, the governor sent his secretary with many beautifully decorated boats to carry Mahaprabhu across the Ganga. Mahapatra chali aila Mahaprabhur sanna Machasi Kaila Prabhur Charane Vandan. The Mahapatra, secretary of the king, Hindu king, crossed the river with Mahaprabhu. When they reached the other shore, the Muslim governor was waiting there in his territory to receive Mahaprabhu and worship his lotus feet. Swagatam Gaurang, Swagatam Gaurang. And we say Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Gaurang, Swagatam Gaurang. Welcome, Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, welcome to my territory. It is yours. I offer it at your feet. Then artik, ghee lamp, everything. Puja. This is the welcome when a saint comes to one's home or territory. What to speak of God? Eka navin noka Tara Madhigar Swagane Chadhaila Prabhu Tahara Upar. One of the boats that the Muslim governor offered in that party of boats to carry all the entourage of Mahaprabhu across the river, one of the boats was brand new. Because God should never be given anything which is used by use. Or me. or anyone. You got a nice sweater, you wear it. This is nice. I think I'll give it to my guru. You drink from a silver, you get, your wife buys you a silver cup, you use it and say, that's nice. I think I'll offer it to Thakurji. No. Sorry about that. So how much he understands about Vaishnava Sadachar, how much he realizes, how much tattva he's realized, and Bhagavat tattva. He didn't go to VIHE. He didn't have any teaching. He didn't have any teachings or training, but he learned so much: how to properly behave, how to receive the Lord, how to deal with Bhagavan, how to deal with Guru, how to deal with Bhagavan. No used boats. Okay, they were highly decorated boats. Beautiful. Okay, that's nice. That's also wonderful. Very decorated. But new boat? Brand new. Newly just built. At night, he went back to the secretary went back to the kingdom with the Sevite of the king. Immediately put order. Hey, no kawalis. Make a new boat immediately. All night long, they're making a boat. And what's the order? He said, make the best possible boat you ever made. The most decorative, the most ornamented, the most beautiful and comfortable that you ever made. Because it's for God. It's for Allah. It's for Ishwar. It's for Bhagavan. It's for my Lord, Chaitanya. So, yeah, okay, bom, bom, bom. Okay, there's a boat. No, they carved it. They stayed up all night, 50 workers. They have to see the whole background. It's only one word, but how much behind? Like if you ever went to Puri, I was in Puri a few years watching them build a cart. I was there for a few months. How much they work, and I'm right on the main road. They build the carts right on the main road. You can watch the whole thing, carving the wheels, cutting the wood, this, that, all by hand. No, they don't have that stuff. There's no electric saws. It's all by the choppers and put a wedge in, tom, these huge logs. They put in a wedge, 20-kilo sledgehammer, the huge guy's head like this, tong, and then they split this wood like this, a tree. Have you ever seen? Building of the carts in Puri. It's amazing. So they did like this. This is their love. This is his realization. Mahapatre Mahaprabhu Karila Vidhai Kandite Kandite Se Tire Rahichai. When Mahaprabhu bid farewell to Prataprujya's secretary, standing on the riverbank on the side of the kingdom of his Lord, watching Gauranga enter the boat, leave the Ganga and leave his kingdom to go to the neighboring kingdom of the Muslim governor. He said, goodbye, he's leaving. But he can't leave that kingdom because he's servant of the king, Prataprujya. He has to return. He cried, Kandite, Kandite. Who wouldn't cry to lose the darshan of Mahaprabhu, lose the sangha of Mahaprabhu? Although it's interesting because generally, if a great soul, sannyasi, guru, is leaving someplace, it is inauspicious to cry. It's considered a mangal. You may cry on the inside, you can cry later, but say, bye, please come again, huh, this, that, and go, oh. There's kirtan. This is in Veda, achar. Inauspicious. Oh, Gurudev, this, that, oh. Then he goes away like, gee, you know. That's not nice. It's very, and then something can happen. Journey can be some difficulty. It's not proper vastu or proper send off. Generally, materialists they cry, oh. So you see that Vaishnav Sadachar and Amy Vanderbilt or ordinary social decorum are quite diametric sometimes, different. So therefore, we have to learn. You have to learn that it's a tattva, Vaishnava tattva, which includes sadachar. Anyway, why did he cry? Because his love was so intense he couldn't control his emotions. That's sattvic bhav. You can't control. You can control samana bhavas. They're voluntary. But sattvic bhav controls you. You can't. Oh, my hair's standing end. Oh, don't stand on end. But roaring, dancing. You can. These are anubhavas. You can dance if you want, roar if you want. But sattvic bhavs, because the sata, the existence, satta, sattva, sata, the existence, the internal existence of the person, the spiritual emotional portion of the advanced devotee, the Bhava Bhakta, becomes so churned and disturbed that it starts to spread out in such a way that it becomes involuntary. And then sattva becomes, the existence becomes disturbed, then sattva. Sattvic, so we say sattvic vikara. The vikar, there's a transformation of the sattva. Sattva, S-A-T-T-A. Sattva means existence, your being, your, and you can't control it. Prema, ashra, then stumba. Oh, I'm gonna get stunned right now. I do that in drama, the last scene they go. It's a technique in drama. All the players will freeze. I've watched drama. You did in Bombay, they did in Chopati Beach. You saw the last scene in that play, Radhanath Swami's temple. Mahabharata. But stumba, you can, oh, now I'm gonna faint. Pralaya, swooning, fainting. No, it's an explosion of feelings go so far, tears, change of color. Oh, now I'm going to change my color, watch. Red, purple. Vaivarna, change, lost, varna, color. This is sattvic. So this is what's happening. He knows, he doesn't know etiquette. Mahabharata's leaving, I should... Mahabharata, please again come back to our kingdom. It's so fortunate you blessed us as that. That's what you say to a normal politician. Oh, please come back again. It's great you came. Blah, 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 this, that. And gives an all fake arrangement. Oh, happy, happy, this, that. So much gratitude, this, that. But this is real time. This is heart time. The soul. He's in love with Lord Chaitanya. Crying. Kandite, kandite. Jala dasyu baye se yavana chalila dasha noka bari bahu sanya sange nila. The Muslim governor then personally accompanied Mahaprabhu. That's big. You go to a country, you land in a country, you're welcomed by the prime minister. Then the prime minister takes you everywhere. What type of entourage? What type of servants? What type of protection? What type of facility? What type of food? You're going prime minister class. There's world class, first class. What about prime minister class? Must be the best. So the governor is like the prime minister. He's personally taking him around. Why? Because of pirates. Dasha noka body. Filling 10 boats. What's pirates? Oh, jala dasyu. Jala dasyu. Dasyu, that's interesting. Dasyu means thieves, water thieves. Dasyu, water thieves. Baye, because of fear of water thieves, which means pirates that float on the water. Then they took 10 boats, they're going up the Ganga with 10 boats full of soldiers and the Muslim governor. So it's almost over. Mantreshwara dushta nade parakaila pichala. Pichalda paryanta seyavana aila. The Muslim governor personally accompanied Mahaprabhu past a village called Mantreshwara. This place, Mantreshwara, was very dangerous because of very vicious pirates. Then he took the Lord to a village called Pichalda, which is a very peaceful place, safe place. Tanre vidai dila prabhu sei grama hoite sei kale tanra preme cheshta napori vanite. Finally, Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the Muslim governor. The intense love exhibited by the Muslim governor cannot be described. Prema cheshta napori varna. Varna, there are no words, varna, syllables. There are no words or phrases to describe the prema cheshta, the activities in ecstatic love, cheshta, the transformations, the internal turbulence, the external expressions, how he felt, how he looked, what was his response. We can't describe it. Mahaprabhu bade farewell to the Muslim governor there. Krishna Das Kaviraj says that the governor experienced symptoms of ecstatic love due to being separated from Mahaprabhu. Alok, Alokika Lila Kare, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jaiha Shune Tanra, Janma Deha Danya. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are Alokik Lila. Alokik. Alokik. Without loka. Beyond the loka. Lokik, alokik. Transcendental. Alokik Lila. Noka. It says, Alokik Lila Kari. His pastimes are uncommon. Transcendental. Then, Shune Janma, Deha Danya. Anyone who Shunye hears Mahaprabhu's activities, his birth becomes wealthy, fortunate. Janma, Deha. Becomes Deha, Dehi. He gets wealth. His birth becomes fortunate, becomes wealthy. Why? By hearing Mahaprabhu Lila, the Alokik Lila. What makes us so fortunate? What makes us our birth, Janam, so glorified? Is it simply by Gaur Lila Kata Shravan we become Pavitram, purified? Our life becomes pure and auspicious. And ultimately get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then everything races forward from there. So this is a very beautiful pastime from the section. It's called the Mahaprabhu converts the Muslim governor.